This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey.
Permit me to ask you a most important and personal question. Are your sins forgiven? You may say, my sins, I don't like to think about them. True, for our sins are not only many and inexcusable, but they are so wicked we might well blush in shame because of what we have done and what we have said and what have been our secret thoughts and the hidden intentions of our hearts. But it is to just such sinners that the Word of God says, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Yes, God has found a way to cleanse us of all our filthy sins. God loved us, and in his great mercy he sent his Son Jesus down from heaven to be our Savior. And the Lord Jesus Christ became our sin-bearer, suffering, bleeding, dying for us at Calvary. He suffered that we might not suffer for our sins forever. He died that we might live. And since we could do no work to save our souls, he finished the work of salvation in our behalf. He shed his precious blood that there might be a cleansing fountain for our sin and our uncleanness. Now don't look to your church or your priest or your pastor for salvation. If these could save your soul, would God have sacrificed his beloved Son? And don't think that your partaking of the Mass or the Communion, nor your baptism or penance will ever wash away your sins. God's Word declares that it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. You can now be cleansed from your sins, but only by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. There is no other way. Don't pray to Mary. She would like for you to be forgiven, as would all the Lord's people, but her name will not avail with God. The only name is the name of Jesus. Your sins can be forgiven, but only through the name of Jesus. As the Bible says, his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Another verse says, your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. God will forgive you for Jesus' sake. And if you ask what you must do to be forgiven, you must first repent of your sins. God has never forgiven an unrepentant sinner, and he never will. I repeat that. Let it sink in good. God has never forgiven an unrepentant sinner, and he never will. Hence the Bible says, repent ye and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. In return for God's love and kindness to you, you have only sinned against God. Aren't you ashamed of yourself? Why not then confess your sin and guilt to God and repent of your sins today? This means to forsake your sins and seek God's deliverance from them. Then you must receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your own Lord and Savior, for his great sacrifice on Calvary avails only for those who receive him. God bore testimony to our Lord's all-sufficient work of redemption by raising him from the dead and seating him on heaven's highest throne. He put our sins away by his sacrifice, and he arose to prove it. Receive the Savior, and you will be saved. Receive the sin-bearer, and your sins will be forgiven, all because of Calvary and his triumphant resurrection. And you can have your sins forgiven right now and right here on earth. No one gets his sins forgiven in heaven, for no sin enters there. And no one gets his sins forgiven in hell, for there is no mercy in hell fire. You must be forgiven on earth. As the Lord Jesus said, he had power on earth to forgive sins. And because it is now or never for you, God says, come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool, if ye be willing. And are you not willing? Show God you are willing, by falling on your knees before him and confessing, O God, I do repent of my wicked sins. I will receive thy Son, Jesus Christ, to be my Lord and Savior. O God, forgive me for Jesus' sake. He died for me. then God will forgive you of all your sins, and in his word you will read his message to you. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. Forgiven, forgiven. Are your sins forgiven? Listen to the words of this old hymn. Would you lose your load of sin? Fix your eyes upon Jesus. Would you know God's peace within? Fix your eyes upon Jesus. Jesus who on the cross did die, Jesus who lives and reigns on high, he alone can justify. Fix your eyes upon Jesus. Oh, my neighbor, just to think, you can have all your sins forgiven right here and now. And from this hour, you can enjoy peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. May you be so amazed at God's grace to you and so grateful to the Lord Jesus Christ for dying for your sins that you'll get alone with God in the field or in the barn and pour out your heart to God in confession of your wicked sins and then call on the Lord Jesus Christ to save you and cleanse you from your sins. Linger in his presence until you hear him say, thy sins are forgiven, thy faith has saved thee, go in peace. Amen.